In this conversation between Linda, Biff, and Happy, Linda explains how she finally understood that Willie had tried to commit suicide. She found out that the gas pipe of the water heater had been cut off and replaced, and that a new nipple had been used. Then she realized that Willie's car accidents, the series of car accidents in the same period, can't have been a list of coincidences. He must have tried to kill himself with his car too, and that happened several times. Besides, a witness saw him deliberately falling off a bridge with his car. That's what you see line 70. The two sons, Biff and Happy, are shattered by this news. Shattered means upset and devastated, or literally destroyed to pieces. But Linda, and in a way through Linda, Arthur Miller, poses the question of responsibilities. Who is to blame for this tragic situation? But several answers are possible, and in this commentary I'm going to develop one possible answer. Your partners in the group will have different answers. It's quite clear that in this passage, Linda puts the blame on her two sons. That's what we have from line 18 to 25, with a list of rhetorical questions. For example, are they any worse than his sons? Why shouldn't he talk to himself? How long can this go on? When does he get the medal for that? And so on and so forth. Now consider lines 9 and 10. Happy says, I didn't know that, Mum. But Linda answers abruptly, you never asked, my dear, blaming him for being selfish. But she also suggests that he's a superficial person. That's what we have line 28. You are a philandering bum, which is a very severe accusation. But she's even more severe with her other son, Biff. She accuses him of turning his back to his father. Consider line 30. And you, what happened to the love you had for him? You were such pals. How you used to talk to him on the phone every night. How lonely he was until he could come home to you. The only problem is that Linda does not understand what actually happened between Biff and his father. Probably because nobody ever told her. Biff is constantly very vague about it. Consider line 39. I know he's a fake and he doesn't like anybody around who knows. But whatever happened, in this passage, Linda stands with Willie against her two sons. Against her sons, consider line 36. She says, well, no, Biff, you can't stay here and fight all the time. So that means that she's asking Biff to choose between making peace with his father or going away. Linda lays all the responsibility on Biff. She says, his life is in your hands, at the end of the text, line 93. But can one person be responsible for one's father's life? So let's recap the key ideas. Number one, Linda accuses her two sons of having abandoned their father. Number two, she accuses her son Happy of being selfish and superficial. Number three, she puts the blame on Biff. She thinks he's responsible for his father's mental degradation. Number four, Biff refuses to reveal the truth to his mother, but we don't know why so far.